At 2:38, boy, what is it, southbound on 5th Street, right in front of the U.S. Bank Core Tower, tied up.
2:38, I got a priority from you and a downgrade with the, I got a silent alarm. Is everything going on? Is everything okay with your bus?
Might need a mechanic to come down and readjust the mirror. The apparent person that was on the bus before walked in front of the bus at 5th and Davis and grabbed the mirror and twisted it around and slammed it against the bus and he walked away.
Okay, so someone got off your bus, walked in front and pulled your mirror?
No. The man that was on the bus before, that was sleeping and walking around on the bus, etc. He had walked from the north terminal, I guess, and when I stopped at 5th and Davis, pulling out of the stop, he walked in front of the bus, and this person grabbed the mirror on the driver's side and twisted it around and pushed it against the bus, then he left, and he was also slamming his fist on the windshield.
I copy. So is the mirror damaged? And did he do any damage to the windshield?
There's no apparent damage other than the mirror is up against the side of the bus, folded inward, and I tried moving it, and then I see it's very difficult to move, but I figured I'd better leave it alone until I get advice. You might advise me not to do it.
No, I'm not going to advise you. If you can adjust the mirror, you can adjust the mirror. We can send a supervisor to you if you don't think that you can do it yourself.
Okay. I will attempt to readjust the mirror.
I copy, and are you doing all right?
Yeah, a little frazzled, but I can handle it.
I copy, and I just want to make sure that you know, if you press the silent alarm, we can't call and talk to you. We can send help, but I couldn't really hear anything that you were saying to anyone, so I didn't know what was going on. So something like in that instance, that would definitely be like a police emergency or something like that, so we can call you right back and figure out what's going on and try to send help that way.
Yeah, I pushed the button while he was pounding his fist on the window and wrenching on the mirror. I didn't know where his behavior would stop. And I tried to just verbalize what was occurring.
Yeah, the speakers are not great. So when you press silent alarm, a lot of times we just get a lot of white noise and we'll hear a couple words here and there, but they're not really great. So in an instance like that, you know, if you press silent alarm, then we can't contact you. We don't know for sure what's going on. We're calling police, and we're going to send somebody your way, but in an instant like that, I know it's scary, and you don't know what's going to happen, but you're inside your bus safe, so it would be better in that instance if you press, like, police emergency or priority so we can call you back and figure it out right away, okay?